Welcome to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast. We're two work-from-home entrepreneurs who are laughing our way through life, parenthood, and owning creative businesses.
I'm Katie Day, a photographer, comedy writer, performer, and mom of three with one on the way.
And I'm Shaylee Murphy, a video producer, interior designer, and mom of one. Hey, everybody. We would like to thank our amazing sponsor for this episode really quick. It is FreshBooks Cloud Accounting. Now, today in the world, a lot more people our age are out there owning creative businesses on their own. And as creatives, sometimes tackling the bookkeeping invoicing side of the business isn't something that comes naturally to us. So FreshBooks has created a whole new site that makes everything so easy. They even have an iOS app now, a mobile app where you can take pictures of your receipts and it makes claiming your expenses a million times easier. You can keep track of everything in such a simple way so you won't just have a shoebox full of receipts tucked underneath your bed anymore. So feel free to check them out and see all of the ways that they can help you do what you do in a better way. And they're offering a 30-day unrestricted trial to all of our listeners. And to claim it, go to freshbooks.com/SK and enter Shaylee and Katie in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
And now, a song.
Oh, I've got FreshBooks, got my invoices sent, getting paid faster. Oh, I got FreshBooks.
Oh, that was good. That was
solid. I wrote that.
It was packed full of advice.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast. Katie here. Shaylee's also here.
Hey, guys. This is Shaylee's podcast, and that's the Katie podcast. We're just going to simultaneously do these.
We are together in one room, and it feels so good to be sitting here face-to-face with you, Shaylee.
Thank you.
We are at Shaylee's house, and it looks very organized.
And it's the middle of the day.
It is the middle of the day. We don't get weird.
We always tell you where we are and what time, not that you need to know.
Don't rock the boat. I don't want to rock the boat, but man, I'm feeling footloose and
wait,
fancy.
Wait, okay, before we tell people what we're doing today, tell us about your day today, Katie.
I've got to treat myself today because of my mother-in-law. Thank you, mother-in-law.
Talk us through it. Talk us through it. Take care of yourself and your baby.
I had kind of talked about, like, I need to get a haircut. I don't know when I'm going to do that. And she was like, do it. So anyway, she gave me the whole day. And not only did I get a haircut, I got to go to the baby doctor alone, which felt like me time. I know it sounds strange, but when you're used to having three while you pee in a cup, it's, like, very blissful to pee in that cup alone. And then
nothing harder than peeing in the cup with three kids in the room.
It's very true. Very interested in that cup they are. And then to celebrate 30 weeks, I scheduled a prenatal massage. So if you're pregnant, my rule is 10 weeks is fun because you find out everything's going well. That's kind of like a big, like a breath of fresh air, like, okay, good. And then 20 weeks is fun because it's halfway and you get the ultrasound.
Gender.
Mm-hmm. Gender, if you're into genders.
Let's not even get into it.
And 40, you have the baby, but 30 doesn't really have anything.
You know what it has?
It has a prenatal massage if you schedule it. So that's what's been my tradition. So thank you, mother-in-law.
And 40 weeks, you get the baby.
And yeah, 40 weeks, you get the baby. That's the ultimate. So anyway.
Or the epidural, whichever one you look forward to most.
Oh my gosh, I tell you what. By that time, you're so uncomfortable for so long when you get that epidural, you're like,
I just can't feel anything.
You know what? I don't care how long this labor takes. I'm just going to nap and pee myself. Mm. Okay. So, brought to you by epidurals.
Yay.
Just kidding. This is going to be more in our Organize Your Entire Life series. And today we're going to be focused on clothing.
Mm.
Clothing.
I love clothing.
Topics are going to be capsule wardrobes, how to organize the clothes you have left. What do you do if you have transition sizes, awkward in between sizes, things of that nature. We're going to get into that, but first we have to thank our amazing sponsor. This episode is brought to you by Spanx-like clothing. It's not the actual brand.
It's the off-brand copies.
It's the off-brand.
Anxpay.
Well, anything that might hold you in.
Holder in clothing.
Yes. You might find yourself...
Shapers.
Brought to you by Shapers.
Shapers. That's
body
what we
shapers.
Meant. Just forget the whole last 15 seconds.
Spanx-like Shapers, but not Spanx.
Not Spanx.
They are not a real sponsor.
No.
However,
yeah.
This is a fake sponsor. So, You might find yourself facing a wedding.
I was going to say Spanx isn't our target market, and then I thought,
my target market. Or you might find yourself in a clothing situation where you go from to
okay.
That dress before you had a baby that looks so cute could look cute again.
It can look cute again. So we just need some taglines for shapewear.
Okay, shapewear. There you go. Shapewear.
Shapewear. What cellulite?
Hold it all in. Shapewear. What's this little hole for? I don't. I've never used it for what it's intended for, but I don't.
No,
feel
I don't
like
think
it
I
works.
Could. I don't think I could. I don't think I. My aim is that right. Is that correct?
I just feel like it's like there'd be overspray. Oh gosh. Too far. Okay. Google it if you was, maybe don't.
Shapewear, a fun surprise for your husband if things go well.
Ooh,
they're like, you're looking so good
and
smooth. Let's
talk through what that'd be like.
Let's button the button. Whoa, no! What is this?
Ooh, zipper all the way down the front of that.
Whoa! Oh, I've been fooled. Okay, let's get a team to take this thing off.
I feel like black shapewear is less frightening than like flesh colored.
I feel the same way.
Flesh colored, it's like, is it skin? Is it?
It's
it's
true.
Not my wife.
Anything flesh-colored is alarming when you think it could be flesh.
Crayons called flesh color are also alarming.
Okay, thanks, shapewear.
Thanks, shapewear.
Thanks, unbranded shapewear.
Okay,
so let's talk about clothes, because I feel like everything I'm about to say is going to break Shaylee's heart. Shaylee loves clothes probably
love
more than an average person. So if
no,
you're like Shaylee...
It makes me sound bad. I
no!
do. They're life-giving.
You're an artist. It sparks your joy.
You're an artist.
Even
in middle school, I would write down what I wore every day, and I get to like 100 days and not repeat the outfit. Now, that's not
good.
That's not, I wouldn't say healthy, but that's how much I enjoy it.
You enjoy it. And so
it.
I want to say that some people enjoy a collection of something else more than another person. So like if you were to come into my house and be like, you have to get rid of all these books, I would like cry. If I came into your house and said, all these patterned things have to go and you can only wear black, you would cry. So it's okay.
Yeah.
We're all different. But I think there is a niche of people who are probably more like me. I'm not saying all of our listeners are like me. I'm saying for some of our listeners, they're like me.
Yeah.
And they like, the simplicity of feeling good about what they're wearing every day without overanalyzing it, or without having to make a ton of decisions, or without like changing 5 times and being like, no,
we'll do another one on fashion for everyone else.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
But I would also be interested in hearing you weigh in on some of these things.
Yeah, well,
too.
And I will say that there's a time, especially after having a baby and then like not having a baby, where I just have a couple things that I feel like look flattering on me.
Yeah.
And it's very, relieves a lot of stress if I can just know those are my go-to things.
Right.
So
if I don't
want to
think,
everyone.
If I don't want to think, I go to this. Okay, so I want to discuss the concept. It's a hot topic. It's a big trend of the capsule wardrobe.
Oh.
I thought it would be really, really fun to challenge you to a temporary one just to see if you died inside or not. Because I'm curious if you would.
How long is a temporary one? How long is a real one?
Well, I think a real one is you pick less than 40 pieces for 3 months.
Less than 40
That's
pieces.
If you want to get, like, logistics.
That's not
about
40
it.
Pieces is a lot.
Well, and you're counting your shoes.
I don't wear a lot of shoes,
and you're
actually.
Counting your jewelry, and you're counting, like, any accessory or whatever.
I don't wear a lot of accessories or jewelry, honestly.
Okay.
Or shoes. I don't have a lot of options of shoes.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's definitely doable. Otherwise, people probably wouldn't do it. But
3 months. I just don't want to get rid of the other things outside
right.
of the 40.
Well, that's what I was going to say. If you're interested in this and it sounds like a fun experiment, you can always, like, put 30 to 40 objects in your closet, put the rest in, like, a, you know what I mean, just, like, a side.
I think it would take me 3 months to, like, stare at all the items and decide what was in the 40.
It actually goes pretty fast once you get going. Really does. If you've never heard that term before, a capsule wardrobe is a mini wardrobe made up of really versatile pieces that you completely love to wear. Okay? They fit you, they flatter you, and a bonus point, and it's not mandatory, but a bonus point would be if they kind of have a consistent color scheme that are able to mix and match.
Mm.
And the reason why that's kind of a nice thing is, like, the main motivation behind this is fewer decisions. And so if you know that everything in your closet is in the same, like, family of colors. Like, let's say it's jewel tones. That's because that's what looks good on me.
Okay.
It's jewel tones.
Like, yeah, jewel tone.
Let's say, or, you know, like an autumn palette, like instead of a green, it's an olive. Instead of a bright yellow. It's a mustard. Those kind of tones.
I like those.
You can take a quiz online. It's fun.
It's like those magazines where they're like, 3 items done 7 ways. I love those.
I love those too. Yeah, I would say too, sometimes those I feel like are a little bit overkill. like I'm like, it's still actually, it's
wait,
not really.
The skirt is a scarf.
Yeah, like, right. Or like, that's actually making 10 more decisions in the morning because I have this skirt scarf shirt that I can't decide which piece I want it to be today. But I think what they're saying is they're empowering you to say, like, you can do a lot and look a lot different with just a few pieces. You don't have to feel like you have a whole brand new outfit each time, even if you want to kind of wear things differently. Mm-hmm. But the point on the color thing would be, like, you don't have to pause to question if your olive military jacket is going to work with the wine-colored scarf because you've already made that decision, like, 3 months ago. And they're going to go because they're all in the same color palette. You know what
right,
I mean? So
right,
if you're just kind of like, rather than you're like, okay, well, this one's more neon and this one's more in the whatever
primary.
This one's like floral,
bright red floral.
Right, and now I'm deciding. But you kind of make all those decisions in advance. And tangent, sometimes people do that with their house too. They kind of have like an 8 color thing for their whole house. And then if you want to grab something from another room and put it in a different room, you know it's going to kind of go with it. So it's the same kind of thing. It's just kind of like a... coming up with a plan beforehand so that not every single day is like creating a brand new plan. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, and again, if that interests you, you can always try it. Put the rest in like a secret little tub stash or a secret part of your closet. And then you can quit halfway through if you don't like it. But most people kind of find it pretty liberating. So here's something that I enjoy about doing it. I have learned that, this might break your heart, Sheely.
Okay.
Nobody really cares what you wear. You can care, and that's the only person who probably should care. But I guess, like, when I first thought, like, oh, if I wear the same thing to girls group, is everyone going to be like, she wore that two weeks ago.
It's 2 weeks apart, right?
And what I've noticed is, like, I don't think anyone really, especially right now in maternity, I have a very slim capsule closet because I wasn't going to buy a whole bunch of new maternity clothes. I really wasn't. So, I don't know. I don't think anyone's just like, I can't believe that 30-week pregnant woman
wore
that cardigan twice.
Outfit that looks the exact same as all her other black outfits.
Right.
No one knows.
I can't believe she would do that. I can't believe she didn't put more effort into this night. It's just kind of funny. And of course, sometimes it's fun to go all out at a party or at a special event or whatever. But the daily, like, uniform, if you're a mom and you're trying to get out the door, sometimes things are just easier to kind of have those decisions made in advance. A uniform of sorts. Another thing I noticed too is... it eliminates your need or desire for certain things that you thought that you wanted. So, example, sometimes I see something on someone else with a totally, totally, completely different body type and color complexion of me. I may see my short, rail skinny, blonde, pale-skinned friend wear an outfit, and I'll be like, that's really, really cute. If you can kind of learn what looks really good on you and what flatters you, you kind of don't even go there sometimes anymore. You're like, that looks really good on them. That's a successful outfit for them.
Instead
logically,
of like, put it on my body.
Instead of put it on me, because all of a sudden I'm going to like look exactly like Taylor Swift when I'm not built like her at all.
Are you friends with Taylor Swift?
I am. That was the famous person from Coles.
Actually, I'm friends with Taylor Swift, but now she's married. It's a different last
name. Oh, there is a Taylor Swift in Springfield.
It's another one.
Yeah. Yep, totally.
New York now.
So that is hilarious that her name is the same as someone super famous. That would be uncomfortable. So if you can kind of learn what colors look really good on you or what fits your body really, really well, you can kind of eliminate the feeling of that feeling. I think we all get it when there's something new and there's something trendy.
Envy.
Envy. That's what it is. But that panic of like, that's new and trendy. I got to go get it.
I
got to go
on
get
my
it
body.
Right now. Or it's over. Like, it's too late. And so, like, I think if you know that is really cute and trendy, I also know that
it's not gonna work
that
well
style doesn't
me.
Work well for my body. You can kind of like be a little less emotional about that feeling of trying to go and grab something.
Right.
Okay, so here's like an example of that. A lot of capsules that you'll see on Pinterest, they'll be like, here's what I put in my capsule, and a lot of them look very, very similar.
Yeah.
And almost all of them I've noticed have like a pair of light wash denim jeans. So maybe they'll have their light wash denim jeans.
Are light wash denim jeans anyone's thing?
Looks good on them.
Yeah.
or a pair of dark Washington denim jeans, and that's like their two jeans in their capsule for the 3 months or 30 days or whatever, however long you're challenging yourself for this. Light wash denim does not look good on my hips. I don't feel comfortable in it. I have bought them before. And then every time I put them on, and I'm like,
going, this was a mistake.
And then I talk myself out of it and I take them off. And I feel like you start your day with like,
feeling bad about yourself.
Yeah, exactly. You start by going like, don't look good. I wasn't built this way. So in my capsule is a pair of dark blue jeans and a pair of black jeans. And they both look great.
I was going to say, have you ever gone crazy and put on a white?
Yeah, I have. And I Me took too. Them right off.
Me too.
Unless like you're putting like a tunic or a, you know, almost like a dress length
you
something.
You treat them like leggings. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what I did. But I think like that's a decision you can make and almost make forever. And then you don't have to every time you're in a store be like, oh, I don't know. I don't have that. That piece that I saw super trendy on someone else, you can just say, like, that is not going to work, period. Yeah. And it's one less decision. Another example of that, too, is I am curvy. Okay? I've got curves. Imagine an hourglass, but with other bumps. Like a hand-blown hourglass by a local glassmaker with, like, the cool artisan bubbles.
Oh, my gosh.
But the true story is, picture an hourglass. Let's even pretend it's like my best goal weight hourglass, okay? Dresses that are rectangles. So you got to picture it like off the hanger laying flat on a bed, okay?
Right.
Put a rectangle on an hourglass.
And it just goes straight from the largest point.
It goes straight from the largest point of view to the largest point of view. And I would say even my hips are probably a little bit wider than the rest of me. They cling. They cling to my hips. They ride up a bit. They create the illusion that I have absolutely no waistline.
Right.
It's not successful. If you can kind of like look back, like almost non-emotionally.
Yeah.
And be like, is this successful or unsuccessful from a design standpoint? Not like my body's right. bad. Not like this is sad, like, but just
this
like.
This design was not executed correctly to make this, me look good.
Exactly. Right. And if you can do that and kind of be ruthless about it, you can make that decision in that moment forever. And when you're in a store and you go, I love this pattern, you pick it up, you realize it's a rectangle, and you put it back and you go, I'll go find something else. What does work on me is dresses that are triangles or A-line. So something that starts gathered at the bust and travels outwards, or, you know,
high waistline
or belted or whatever. It flatters me, period. It also flattered all the women in the 50s. Like, there's a lot of good scholars at flea markets once you know that, and you can equip yourself. You can save a lot of time. You can save a lot of dressing room time, and you don't have to agonize over it in the store and think, well, okay, but if I paired it with a baggy sweater that was baggy enough to cover my big butt that's being clung to.
If I changed it completely.
Or if I... What if I ripped out the seam and re-sewed it into it? You don't probably need to do that over an $8 clearance item at Target, probably. Unless it's just like the world's cutest floral pattern you've been looking for your entire life. And you like to sew. That's different. But these are just things that like you can change your way of thinking to, instead of like, oh me, I'm bad, to just like, logically that doesn't work. That doesn't work on me.
Yeah. That's taken me a long time, I would say. And I'm still not like 100% there.
Yeah.
But I think too, even if it's a shape that generally looks good on you, knowing certain cuts and brands and stores and sizes are different.
Right.
And so sometimes there's something that generally, this would look so good on me. This is my color. This is my shape. And you get in the dressing room and you want it to work so bad.
Right.
I've had that. It's like a jumper. And I'm like, this is the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Yes.
Put on my body. I want it to work. And then you put it on, you can convince yourself that it kind of works.
Right.
But just being really real with yourself and being like, this is doing nothing for me.
Right.
So it's less even about, I'm a huge cow and this looks terrible on my body because it's my body. No, it's almost like the item's fault. Like,
yeah, this, there you go.
This item
is faulty.
Isn't doing anything good for me. It's not working for me. Right. I don't want my clothing item to work well for me.
And I have high standards and you didn't make the cut item.
You didn't.
It's not my body not cutting you.
You're not doing your job right.
Exactly. Flip that. Flip it.
Clothing.
So I think that is, all of those things are, I'm kind of taking you through as if I'm shopping, but shop your closet and go through and be really, really honest. Which of these are rectangles for my body type people? And say, every single time I put it on for church, I end up taking it off before I go. Let's be honest.
For the, every single time, every time you put it on your body, you've taken it back off feeling worse about yourself.
Right.
Get rid
of it. It's time to let it go. And research is empowering. If you really do research, like, colors, color theory. If mm-hmm. you don't want to have to think too hard about what's trendy and what's new, go with the stuff that, like, what's your eye color? What makes your eyes pop? That people go, wow, your eyes look really pretty today. Buy more of that color. Or, yeah. you know, create your color scheme around that color. What makes your complexion seem livelier instead of yeah. washing you out?
One year I went back and looked at all of my school pictures from, like, 7th grade all the way through my senior year of high school. And I wore pink or, like, maroon or burgundy or red in every single school picture.
Yeah.
So, like, just... I just would try on like 20 things and then be like, this one looks the best on me. I'm like, oh, so that's my color.
Right.
That's the color that right. looks good on me. That's yeah. some sort of red family.
So. Yeah, it's so funny. I know. Yeah, it's true. And yeah, anyway. So it eliminates some of those decision fatigues because you're kind of deciding beforehand what shape and what color is going to work before you even open your closet to go yeah. start purging.
You've already done the try on and decide it doesn't work and right. take it off. You've done that all in advance and everything in your closet that you try on, you know, will be.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And if clothes are a super huge source of joy for you and you go, I look terrible in neons and I don't care because I love this, go for it. Go for
just,
it.
Just you'll just be alone in that neon.
No, I mean, you sound like somebody who doesn't get stressed out by changing their clothes 5 times. So go yeah. for it. This is probably not your podcast. Okay, so then when it comes to organizing your closet with the clothes you have left... the one thing that I have seen come up a lot in, like people's questions that aren't really addressed is I feel like a lot of people who blog about capsule wardrobes maybe don't relate to what one of my problems is like I fluctuate a lot or have fluctuated a lot. So I almost feel like I have these like three separate entire wardrobes of like, here's my skinniest size and here's like my maternity size. And here at one point it was like, I used to work in a corporate office every day. So that almost feels like a different lifetime uh-huh. of wardrobe or
my,
whatever.
My professional side. Yes, and my normal
exactly.
side.
And so I think one thing I came to after I read the Kon Mari book, which was actually like a weird, like empowering moment to me, is like, do I currently have enough in this current size that I am, which at the time was probably 30 up from where I wanted to be, mm-hmm. to get dressed every day until I reach my goal weight? Yeah. So why would I go buy anything new in this size that I'm not content in being? Because a lot of times what we do is we feel flubby or we feel whatever and we have to go to an event
uh-huh.
and we think the answer is, well, I'll just go buy something new that's going to make me feel more better. Polished for mm-hmm. that event. Can you just wear the one black dress that you know fits you in this size to that event and not invest? Because every dollar you spend, you're saying, I'm planning on staying here.
Right.
I plan on living here.
And that's really hard this because is the new it me. Cycles through of like the worse you feel about yourself, the more clothes you want to buy.
I know. You're trying it's to fix so it. Counterintuitive. And so yeah. I don't know what that was. I don't know what that moment was for me, but I was just like, I'm no longer buying X.
Yeah.
And I won't buy anything that's non-X until I'm that, but I'm on a spending freeze.
So until you're at question mark, you'll right. buy that size. But yes. while you're at X, you'll wear all the stuff in the X you have.
And that I have. And then I'm not putting any more dollars into saying I'm staying here.
Right.
Because I'm not. And then I didn't. I did a whole 30 and I was really empowered. I think that was part of it. Really, truly.
Like, Mama needs some new clothes.
So maternity might be special, like if you know you're going to get pregnant again, there might right. be a special place for that.
And you're not getting punished for, like, procreating.
Right. Or beauty and, like, capsule wardrobes is sometimes you can pair your, you start off the day in a black pants and a white t-shirt and you can dress it up or down using the pieces in your wardrobe. So, like, if you need to add a blazer to go to that corporate event, you can and it's in your capsule. Or if you need to add the funky jewelry or the funky head scarf thing because it's girls' night, you can do that too. But the basics are all kind of there and it's kind of empowering because you're like, I know what's on my core. I know what's on my body. The top and the bottom are, they're working and they're flattering and then I can dress it up or down with all the accessories.
Yeah.
So anyway, I like it. Give it a try. Now we're going to talk about kids.
Kids, man.
Kids clothes. Okay. I'm just going to keep it really simple. You ready?
Yeah, simple.
But I would like to hear how you do apples because I'm sure it's more detailed than mine.
I love clothes.
Well, I mean, how you organize them, I guess.
I love organizing clothes.
Do you?
I do.
So I have 3 kids, one on the way. They have all been all of the sizes, and a lot of them share a room. So I think it's probably a little bit different.
All of them. All of them share a room right now.
All of them share a room right now. It's probably a little different if you have, like, this is Opal's closet and the only thing in it are Opals and that's it.
Yeah.
But for me with all the three kids, this is what has been, has kept me sane, trying to keep them all organized. Okay. So on the top of their closet are three large containers with no lid. Are you ready?
Okay.
They are labeled the following things: outgrown clothes, mm-hmm. outgrown shoes, mm-hmm. and seasonal, but still fits.
Ooh, okay. This is good.
So, outgrown, every time I do laundry, if I know Nora no longer fits in a 2T, it goes in the outgrown mm-hmm. pile right there until that is full, and then I deal with it.
Mm.
Every time someone outgrows shoes, goes in the outgrown shoe thing, and then anytime the season changes, mm-hmm. or wild card, like, yeah, let's say you're like, dresser is full of sweaters and it's no longer sweater weather. And so when I can't just go say, Nora, go pick out what you want to wear, because she's going to come back with like a sweater dress on. And you're going to be like, that's 100
degrees.
But you think it probably will fit next year and I don't want it to like get tucked away in the
right. I have a ton of stuff in that category.
You go, seasonal still fits, or something like my daughter, like she gets so obsessed with her Christmas dress each year. And so after Christmas, she wants to wear it a whole bunch of times, but a lot of times it's just not appropriate because it's our floofiest, like, thing.
Right.
So that will go in, like, seasonal still fits. Mm-hmm. And then maybe, if, like, she's, like, we'll watch, like, The Voice or something. She's like, I want to put on the Christmas dress and act like I'm participating. And then I know where it is. Uh-huh. It's not away.
Yeah, it's right
but
here.
It's not, like, accessible where she can, like, get to it every day. So that's kind of, like, that's sort of the limbo. And then I would say, like, I mean, honestly, as they get bigger, you can do this less frequently because they don't change size. I feel like at first you're like, oh, and she's out of it. And she's out of it again.
Like, are you slowing down yet?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So they've slowed down a lot. So, I mean, maybe it's once a year, but it's probably two or three times a year for me is I take those boxes down and then they go into their new storage homes in the attic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then what happens is when Nora goes up a shoe size, I know where all the outgrown shoes are and they can populate Nora's new shoes. Yeah.
That's perfect for having, like, three girls that are going to be all just wearing each other's stuff.
Exactly. So a great time to do this is every time you do laundry, just do a little check and get them all in there. One thing KonMari taught me that kind of changed my brain.
Yes.
Is I want you to picture, KonMari says that your house comes with exactly as much storage as it needs. You don't need to bring in any other storage devices.
So she's against dressers?
So she just doesn't even think you need dressers because she thinks the closet contains exactly what it needs to hold.
Oh, KonMari.
Yeah. And
probably read that book I bought
in my house
months ago.
In my house, which is, it's not, I don't want to sound like it's small. It's not that small, but it has a lot of small, a lot of smaller bedrooms, I guess. It's prime real estate. So, like, the idea that I could put a giant dresser in there or I could try to fit all of the kids' clothes into the actual closet and shut the door is very appealing. And so I want you to picture a beautiful wooden dresser that has room for details and dovetailing and whatever makes a dresser and sturdy and blah, blah, blah. And I want you to picture a plastic storage unit with the exact same amount of drawers.
Okay.
Most of the time, they're half the size and they contain the same amount of clothing.
Mm-hmm.
If you can picture it.
Yeah.
So when I'm trying to fit three kids' clothes into one closet, if you go plastic, not only does it all fit in the closet, we don't have any dressers in their kids' room, you can label each drawer.
Yeah.
So I label them mm-hmm. with what they are and a tiny little icon because two of my kids can't read. And then guess what happens once you do that?
What?
They can put away their own clothes.
So you say, put it in your tub with a heart.
Yeah, and they know by now. They know exactly which one's the jammies because it's got a little moon. And they know everything. So when I'm folding...
So all the kids are in the same thing or they each have a jammies?
They have... Emerson has his. And so it says their name, what it is. My labels are, I wrote down, pajamas, tops slash dresses. So the girls can have either a dress or a top, whatever. If it goes on top, it goes in that. Bottoms, which are leggings, jeans, shorts, anything like that. And socks and underwear. And then I have a wild card spot for anything that is a recurring activity. So if it's like a softball uniform or swim lessons or a dance class, her whole leotard with tights, with
shoes,
with ballet shoes goes in its own labeled drawer. And so that way when I say, go get ready, we gotta leave in 30 minutes, she knows exactly where to go. Or if at any point during the week I open it, I'm like, well, it's not in there. Let's make sure it's clean and ready to go.
Yeah.
So it's kind of nice because that's usually something, especially if it's every week, then you're like, wait, we couldn't find it last week, too. Like, this is silly. So they get their own spot.
So they don't have anything hung up?
Oh, yeah. We have some things hung up. Some of the things I don't know. KonMari would tell
you. I'm asking what Katie would tell me.
Well, KonMari would tell you, simply hang the things that seem like they would be happier to be hung. And I was like, that is so weird.
You're until like, you start if doing weird it. Or that I know what she means.
Exactly. Until you start doing it and you're like, you do seem like you're frilly enough to be hung and not you just shoved in a drawer.
More special than those tops.
Non-KonMari rebel over here. I do not do the folding thing to the kids' clothes. The clothes are so small, it's almost impossible that they would wrinkle.
Right.
So it's like, I think I literally just fold them in half once, moon. And then they go in the drawers, and the drawers are big enough that they can kind of see everything, and it's all fine. And, like, I'm not too picky about what they wear either. I mean, it was fun when it was Callie, when it was like, you're
I'm in my face.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to accessorize me, and then my big accessory, my kid, I'm going to accessorize that accessory.
We're going to match.
Next. And now it's like, guys, go pick a top and a bottom.
Everyone clothes for functionality?
Yeah, exactly.
For the season?
I ain't got no time. Anyway, and so here is a bonus tip that is maybe a little bit on the crazy train, or maybe not. Depends on how much you like labels. So one thing that I don't love is, let's say your husband's being super sweet and wants to help you with the laundry, but he doesn't know like which drawer things go in.
Yeah.
The labels on the drawers help fix that. Or like my mom was in town and it's amazing. Like I didn't have to be like, the tops go in there.
Yeah, the other day Jonathan was like, I was like, can you just put bows on her? He's like, where are the bows?
Exactly.
You don't know.
Bows. It says it. It just like eliminates one more thing to have to be like, where is that? Mm-hmm. So not only can the kids put it away, but anyone who might be helping you that day can too. Well, here is a bonus label for the crazy train if you want to get on it.
Yes.
But I actually think it's really smart. If you have more than one kid.
Yes.
And you have a whole pile of their combined laundry and you have a helper that's helping fold everything, they might be like, are these Callie's leggings or are these Nora's leggings? Okay. So this is only if you want to be on the crazy train.
Okay.
What is your first thought that you think I'm about to say? Write their name on it?
See what size it is, but I don't know.
Well, yeah, see what sizes it is. But
no,
sometimes
I don't know.
You
yeah, write their name
special
on it.
I had moments where I was like, maybe I should just write everybody's name or write their letter or whatever, and then we cross out the letter later. So I read this tip online and I was like, oh my gosh, that's so smart. So
punch holes.
They call it the dot method. And so you put a dot for the birth order. So Callie would be dot number one.
So she has one dot on all her
one
clothes.
One dot on all her clothes. But listen, what happens if she ever hands me down?
Then you just add two
you
more
add
dots.
You add two more dots.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And so you never have to cross anything out, and it's just a matter of a Sharpie when you're folding it on laundry. Boop, boop.
Like on the tag.
On the tag.
You say where on the clothes the dot was.
You just a giant dot.
Right in the middle.
Every single shirt is
freaking.
Is dotted. She has a polka dot shirt, and it's so confusing.
Yeah, you're like, how many kids did you have?
But anyway, that's if you want to go a little crazy, or if you have many people helping you do laundry, and you feel like it's like.
Do you have a
easier.
Problem with like so many people?
No, never. Laundry. And that's why I read that, and I was like, I don't feel like I'm there yet. But maybe when I have three
that's
girls,
like Duggar level.
Yeah,
like all of our helpers don't know. Like 45 dots. Like, which one is this? Oh, the youngest.
Wait, I have to count. Okay.
Two, four, six, eight,
14 dots. It's Vanessa's. Vanessa. Wait, that would be Janessa, wouldn't it?
Duggar
inside joke. They're all J's. Okay, so that is a little.
I think there might be a Janessa.
That's a little bonus dot tips. Okay, so that's what I do with kids' clothes. A couple additional tips. I don't really go capsule with them, but I do think like. When I'm buying leggings, if I'm thinking like Callie, I want Callie to be able to go grab an outfit and have it work.
Right.
I kind of do try to think through the color scheme thing.
A palette of like most of everything will
most
fit.
Of everything
kids
will kind of
get
work.
Away with pattern matching.
I mean, granted, she gets gifts and things that don't, and it's all fine. It's all good. And actually, part of it's like teaching her too. Like, hey, since you have a floral top.
Maybe not the floral.
Like a lot of times,
different
she's like, they
floral.
Match. Yeah, they match. And then sometimes too, I'm like, maybe I should just let her be her.
Yeah, who cares? It's kind of like the same thing. Like,
this isn't
really.
This is what her heart looks like on the outside.
Aww. Oh, baby.
It's a lot of floral. Anyway, so those are some, just some basic tips for paring down what you have, and then. Kind of the basics on how to store those.
Do you want me to go through what I have?
Yes,
Opal's clothes
please.
Right now. Okay, so my one child, I have a full sliding door closet.
Mm-hmm.
On the left, I have really cute metal wire baskets that are orange and yellow.
Cute.
One has
hats, whole thing just for hats. Mm-hmm. One has her sheets in it. We have shelving up the left side of our, the built into the closet. One has tights. All of it is just tights. Mm-hmm. And then I have the whole closet is stuffed to the brim full side to side of miniature hanging clothes. And I've already edited out all the ones she's outgrown. And they are in tubs stacked up as tall as I am in my room that I need to go through.
Are they labeled by size?
They were labeled by size. Now they're just kind of shoved with like newborn stuff.
Right.
And like, yeah. But I need to go back through because there's some stuff she's never worn. And if I have another child and if it's a girl are a lot of ifs. So I need to go through and probably edit all of that down.
But you know
so
when I do that?
Store all that stuff.
I do that when I'm pregnant with my next kid. Because I just
feel
like.
Yeah, it's just a lot of tubs, man.
Yeah. But then
yeah, you're right.
But
you're
then
right.
You have then your nesting hormone and you're like looking forward to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm trying to keep them kind of in tubs. So then. And then she has toys in the bottom and stuff. And then I have a dresser. And the dresser's like bows, bibs, diapers and wipes.
Yeah.
Pants, diapers, covers. I have too much. I have too much stuff for her.
But then when she outgrows it, do you immediately put it somewhere else?
I put it, well, right now it's kind of piled on top of the tubs. But yeah, when I'm doing laundry and I know she's outgrown it, usually it's when I've got more stuff and I'm out of baby hangers. I'm not letting myself buy any more baby hangers. So then I go through and take out the stuff that she's... outgrown because I have enough baby hangers to like take up the whole closet right. So I don't need any more so I'll go through and like pull all the t-shirts that are two T's and starting to show her stomach or whatever
right
or as the pants don't fit
right
but then I also have my sister handed me down a bunch of clothes of her daughters mm-hmm. and so I have tubs of older stuff that when I had the nesting hormone I went and I labeled all of right. those so I have stuff up through like 3T 4T right. 5T like size 8 shoes mm-hmm. so then I'll pull down those tubs and make sure I'm not missing out on things.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea too. Yeah, and I would say too that's part of my like newborn prep is I get down the old boxes and I sort them like for the first year so I don't have to go to the attic at all for the first
yeah.
year and they're kind of up above the closet and as I need them I can pull them down
and
my
it
size.
Goes so fast and when you're starting if you're first pregnant and you're thinking like 6 months this is huge they're right. never going to be this size it happens so fast
I know
it's and sad. Making sure you don't forget oh you're like stop growing but you still have so much time still in my stomach but even the thought of not missing it you don't want to wait and then be like, but I love all these little onesies.
I know.
I don't
I've done that with
the
shoes
next size.
A lot. I'm like,
yeah.
oh no!
You've already like missed the boat. And Opal went from like a size 3 to like 5 overnight.
Right.
And now she's like already in like, I'm buying 7s and 8s.
Yeah.
8s are for next season. But
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shopping sales. Anyway. But I loved your idea of the tubs on the top.
Yeah, because I think if you don't have a place for it to go, that's when you end up with piles
of stuff.
Of stuff that you're like, I need to, I don't know. So if you can just know that those are typically the things you are always trying to find a place to store and get ahead of it, mm-hmm. then you're going to be like, aha.
And the best one of that, I feel like, is the still fits out of season.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the kicker of like, she's not outgrown it
right.
yet, but I don't want to like file it away.
Yeah,
and
I don't
want to
lose
small.
It next time.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Good note.
Good note. Okay, so my question for you, Shaylee, is
yes.
How does your heart feel at the thought of a capsule wardrobe?
Okay.
Let me be a poet for a second.
Okay.
I want you to picture that you go into your closet in the morning and there's like a 1-inch space breathing in between each
oh.
item that's in there. Okay?
Okay.
And that every single thing you're looking at fits and flatters your body. No questions asked. And you know it already does.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Everything, if you were to blindly pick a top and a bottom, they would go together.
Okay.
If you were blindly to pick a sweater to go with it, it would go together. And if you're blindly to pick a scarf, it would, you know, it would go together.
Okay.
Is there any feeling of like,
A little, yeah, I like the space.
Yeah.
When you said all the space, I like that. And I like the thought of having nice quality things and mm-hmm. fewer of them. But then I already immediately go to my second closet that's the guest room and I start thinking like, but then I have to get rid of all that stuff and I like it. I need to have you over and we need to have like a fashion show and you say no.
Or not.
No.
Or maybe it's just
no.
not like
but
not something that stresses you out.
If I have a second kid though, no. we're going to have to have that space.
Oh, well that's true. That's true.
I've already thought about that.
I think it's just...
Okay, I want to. I love the thought of it. But my problem is... I feel like I have a lot of things that I like and I think look good on me.
Yeah.
But well, I have and honestly, too many of them and I can't wear them.
Honestly, too, I feel like the fact that my body type limits some of the things is helpful because I know friends who it doesn't actually really matter. Like, all of the cuts.
It matters a lot more than it used to for me. Like, I would say, like, it used to be more like, throw anything on.
Right.
But now there's definitely things that I'm like, these 90% of the time feel uncomfortable to wear because they are so tight.
Right.
Or whatever. But I think that my thing is, even if I've limited, I feel like I've gone through and I've limited my stuff to wear this, all the stuff that doesn't fit me, because I don't fluctuate as much.
Right.
But I've gotten rid of everything that doesn't fit me, and then I only have stuff that I like and that I feel like look good on me, but I have too many of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also another problem of, like, even though I like all these things for different reasons or from the memory that I have of them or whatever, and even though if I put them on, I feel like, I like this, I'd wear this tonight.
Mm-hmm.
If I haven't worn that, like, there's not enough days to wear all of them.
Yeah.
And so what happens usually is, like, I really like this, but I like this thing better.
Right.
So editing out, like, okay, but 9 times out of 10, if I have this other thing I also haven't worn, then I'm gonna pick the other thing. And so I need to look at it that way.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. Like,
maybe there's a reason this thing has still never been worn or whatever.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is, but I'm not wearing it or whatever.
Right, right.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so you might not be the target audience. That's totally cool. But I think for some people, when clothing options spark more dread than joy, try the capsule because it'd be interesting. And okay. I just actually remembered one more practical tip that I thought was really brilliant from the Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up by Marie Kondo. Drawers. So basically what she's saying is we've all seen, like, the closed lid Rubbermaid whatever
tub,
and people will stack those. She's like, it's over once you do that because you're never going to get to the bottom tub freely. And so,
if you're doing that with, like, usable stuff, because I'm like, that's how all opal stuff is, but it's
that's like storage large. in the attic or whatever. But like, if you can picture your closet and anything that has to be vertically stacked is either a drawer or, like you described, you have shelves in your closet and each shelf has a basket.
Mm-hmm.
That's a life hack of a drawer. I mean, those are still drawers. They can slide out and nothing is stacked on top of each other. And so, and what she would even argue too,
even if a drawer is too full, you'll never get to the bottom
exactly.
of that. Like, so, I'll go in and be like, I have not worn this bottom layer of socks in 3 years.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
So she would argue, too, that oxygen is real. It's science.
If
you can open a drawer and oxygen gets into your clothing every time you open it.
Yeah, ooh, it's getting weird.
But it's true. Like, it's, you're not going to have the mustiness. You're not going to have the, like, some cloth deteriorates over time or yellows or whatever. And that's because it's just been sitting in the dark, shoved down with no, like, air circulation. So drawers allow that to happen. Air comes in. It gives everything life. Cool. It goes back out. And you're not just stacking and burying things that you can never, ever get to.
Cool.
Okay. So for our segment tonight,
we're going to go into my closet and we're going to capsule me.
Shaylee's going to do audio outfit of the day. So Shaylee.
Yeah, I'll just go ahead
and
stand
up. What are you wearing?
Just so we can see.
I see you are not in autumn today.
Mm-mm.
Wow. Let's see here. Well, they can see.
Hold on.
Do a spin.
I'm going to turn around.
Okay.
Can you see it?
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
That looks really good.
I know.
I like the way that your dangly earrings connect to your belly button ring.
You know, it's the little things.
That's really good and brave.
Thank you.
It was good. Okay, so that's our audio outfit of the day. If you guys like Shaylee's outfit, please comment and tell her she looks good. I don't think you should come right that one away.
Okay, I was going to say, or you can comment and say that it doesn't fit my body well, and I won't I won't keep it.
I like that it's a rectangle.
Thank you. We'll say I do have a good free-hanging rectangle body.
I know, yeah. You can do the rectangle.
Just hang straight down.
With no sweater. Okay, thanks, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Whole closet, so I don't need anymore.
Right.
Then I go through and take out the stuff she's outgrown, and I put the new ones on.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I think it's the guy who fixed our ice machine, and he tried to call me, and this is so awkward. Okay, are you still recording?
Shaylee and Katie, the podcast was recorded in Springfield, Missouri. Thank you so much for listening. We'd love to hear from you on Instagram, Facebook, and our favorite spot of all, an iTunes review. Also, feel free to email us at shayleeandkatie@gmail.com. We love hearing from you guys. Seriously. We love you.